Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for staying with me today. Thanks for joining me. If you just tuned in, we're glad to have you here. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I'm glad you're here. Lonnie Hay is with us, ladies and gentlemen. She's our new friend. Lonnie is, well, she's got so many credentials that it'd be impossible for me to read them to you and still do the show this hour, but I'm going to tell you a little bit about her. She's the president and CEO of her own company, Landmark Technologies, LMT Incorporated, out of Fairfax, Virginia. She is a... her heritage is from Vietnam. She is has received many awards. She is a Navy veteran. She is now the National Minority Small Business Person of the Year. And what a great honor that is! And she has earned it. When you hear more about her, you'll know why. Lonnie, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much, Jim.
It's good to have you here. Congratulations on this last award.
Thank you.
Now, so how many fireplaces do you have in your house?
How many fireplaces?
Well, yeah, you've got to have like 1,000 mantles just to put all these awards on.
Oh, no.
Mary, are you adding new fireplaces or are you just going ahead and just putting the mantles up? Where are you putting all these awards?
Oh, they're not too many, and they don't take up too much wall space. they're in my office.
Yeah. Well, congratulations. Tell the audience what it means to be the National Minority Small Business Person of the Year.
Well, it's really one of the greatest honors I've ever received. There's about 4.1 million minority-owned businesses in America, and to be selected as the person to represent those $4.1 million businesses is just a great honor.
Well, and now tell the audience about the process of the Minority Small Business Award.
Well, the Small Business Minority Award is an award that is given by the Small Business Administration, which a lot of people don't know the many programs that the Small Business Administration has to help small business owners in America. And I've relied heavily on the programs that the Small Business Administration, or also known as the SBA, affords everyone in the United States. They've got training programs. They've got advocacy programs. They've got special programs that help companies if they want to get into government contracting, which is what I did. And I've been working with the SBA hand-in-hand ever since the first day I started my company. And so when I was nominated at the district level, I'm with the Washington District SBA office. I was selected at the regional level, and I'm in Region 3, and my packet was forwarded to a national board where I was then selected out of all the other minority firms.
What organizations nominate people? See, I know about the process for some of the other awards that they give out. Chambers of Commerce can submit people. Small Business Development Centers can submit candidates. Who are the people who would submit a minority business person for an award like this?
Anyone can nominate a small business owner for it.
So an individual could do that?
Any individual or corporation or organization.
Is there a place that you can go to find out how to create the proper forms and to get I'm thinking of people who are listening to you right now, Lonnie, who say, you know what, I got a neighbor, or I know someone, or that would fit this profile. I'd like to nominate them for next year.
Right. SBA.gov is the SBA's website, and all the information on their awards are on it. And actually, in April or in May, there is what's called Small Business Week, and that's where the listeners could have the opportunity to nominate someone as a Small Business Person of the Year. I'm
right.
the National Small Business Minority Person of the Year.
Right. Yeah, we do that every year. This is our, we just did our 10th Small Business Week with the SBA. But so that they can probably, folks, if you go to SBA.gov, just noodle around there and find the location. There's probably a section there on minorities and women-owned businesses, disadvantaged businesses. What do you think about? I know that you're a certified 8A contractor, right?
That's correct.
Now tell the audience what that means.
Well, the 8A program is a social and economic program that's afforded to individuals if they're in a socially social minority class, mm-hmm. or and in an economical disadvantaged status. And what that means in English is that first of all, the minority class could be as a woman in a male dominated industry, mm-hmm. and 80% of the industries out there are dominated by male business owners.
Right.
But it's also belonging to one of
but
the...
But eight men to two women, that's really not the disadvantage for women, is it? I mean, most. I'm making a little joke here.
Like, yeah, yeah.
I mean, most women would say that's no competition, but seriously, it is. And in terms of the structure of the industry, the history of the industry, and so this recognition and this 8A certification gives people, and not just women though, right? I mean, any minorities.
Any
of course,
minority. Right.
Of course, you kind of have the hat trick a little bit, don't you, Lana? You in addition to being a woman, you are of Vietnamese descent, and you're a service disabled veteran, aren't you?
That's correct. That's correct.
So that's a triple opportunity for you. And the good news is, and one of the things I'm very proud of you for, you're doing a good job of taking advantage of that. I mean, you're really a poster child for what these laws were created for.
Right, and really it's just getting the word out there to people to know that these programs exist, and they exist
right.
to help small business owners. And what I'm trying to do is get the word out for the SBA, because I feel if more people knew about them, then they could have the same level of success that I've been able to enjoy at a very
right.
young age.
Well, I'll tell you what, Lonnie, when we come back, I'm going to get you to tell us how some specific examples of how you've used these examples, these opportunities to grow your business. And we're going to do that right after these messages, folks. Lonnie Hay is our guest. She's the president and CEO of Landmark Technologies. And she and I will be right back 20 after. Stay with us.
On the precipice, the moment must reveal.
A little bit of Steely Dan for you. Never get tired of Steely Dan. Welcome back. It's 23 after the hour. Lonnie Hay is our guest. She is National Minority Small Business Person of the Year. That's just one of many recognitions that she's received as an outstanding entrepreneur. She is also president and CEO of Landmark, LANMARK Technologies Incorporated. And why don't you give us that website, Lonnie?
Sure. It's www.lmt-inc.com.
Tell us about your company.
Well, Landmark Technology was founded as an information technology company, and I put my full-time efforts to building it in 2003 after I was released from the Navy in 2002. And we were really structured to do business with the federal government. While I was going to school at night getting my MBA from the College of William & Mary's Mason School of Business, I made the decision to get out of the Navy and also use my time in my MBA program to structure my company so that it would be up and running so that I'd have a job once I got out of the Navy. And so I focused on the federal government because I'm from Northern Virginia.
Right.
And the government's the industry in this area.
And that's what the 8A program helps you do, doesn't it? It helps you hook up with contractors and government agencies, doesn't it?
Absolutely. Why I chose the federal government as the industry that I wanted to target was because they have so many programs that mandate their business, a certain percentage of their business, goes to small businesses, to woman-owned businesses, to 8A-certified firms, to service to a hub zone firms. Mm-hmm. And they also have the Prompt Payment Act, which means that they have to pay you as a client within 30 days. So I knew,
wow,
as far as a low-risk industry to go into, the federal government would be good for that.
Every small business needs a Prompt Payment Act.
absolutely. And the government does have its challenges. It's a completely counterintuitive way of working as a small business owner, just because of the rules and regulations, and it's a heavily regulated industry, but nonetheless, it's the industry that I chose to go into.
What do you recommend? Do you recommend that women and or minorities become 8A certified? It's not for everyone, is it?
Well, it depends on the industry that you're in. I say if you're doing business with the federal government, it's absolutely necessary.
Or want to.
It's absolutely mm-hmm. necessary.
And you don't have to live in Washington, D.C. to do business with the federal government, because the 8A certification gets you access to contractors who may be on the other side of the country.
Or the other side of the world.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, anywhere there is work that the federal government outsources,
right,
then there's the opportunity for any business owner to get the 8A certification and use that to their advantage.
What is the percentage that they're required, these contractors and agencies are required to do business with minorities and disadvantaged businesses?
I believe that the goal in for small businesses is 23%. For woman-owned businesses, it is, I believe it's 3%. And for disadvantaged businesses, it's also at 3%. And
mm-hmm.
These goals are raising and fluctuating, and I believe that's the same for service-disabled veterans. And don't quote me on that. It's either 3 or 5%.
I think you're right. I think that's the number. But the thing, and of course, those are all of those accumulate and roll up to the 23%. I think, don't they? It's not 23% plus 3% minority, 3% veterans. In other words, I think am I correct about that?
I'm not sure about that detail.
Yeah, I think that's the case. But anyway, there's a lot of opportunity out there, and there are people who will help you get certified, aren't there?
There are. There are. The SBA will help you. But what I would like to do is just warn small business owners to not. it's a process that they can do themselves. The SBA has worked really hard on making it a more streamlined, easier process to get certified. I did my own certification.
How long does it take?
Well, it depends. It depends on the backlog of.
How long did it take you?
It took me 6 months.
Right. How much did it cost you?
It just cost me my time. I didn't.
Nothing. It didn't cost you anything but your time.
Right.
So everything's free, folks, except for you. You got to take your time. But now you were motivated. You're a highly intelligent person. You got an education. You've been around the block. So it took you 6 months.
Right.
And did you work hard on it, or was it a part-time thing? Or it takes 6 months because you took 6 months?
It takes 6 months because once you send your packet in, it has to get reviewed. And if there's
right.
something that's left out of it, then it gets kicked back to you. I had a friend of mine who did it within 30 days,
right.
and another friend of mine who got her certification within 1 week. So.
But it's not found money after you get the certification. You still got to go out and get the business, don't you?
Right. I would think of it more as like a hunting license. Now you have it. What are you going to do with it?
Exactly. That's a good point. Give us your website, please, Lonnie.
Sure. It's www.lmt-inc.com.
Lonnie, thank you for being here. Congratulations on all your success and all the things you've done as an entrepreneur. You're one of my heroes.
Thank you so much.
And we'll see you next time. Lonnie Hay, ladies and gentlemen, the 2007 National Minority Small Business Person of the Year. Quick break. Right back with one of my favorite brains, one of my favorite minds on the planet, Mr. Joel Barker. Stay with us. I'm Jim Blasingame.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.